Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday, what's Thursday? Thursday, today, yeah. It's Friday, Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Mention inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
It's been mentioned in the updates, but UB basketball, the men home to Green Bay. That's Doug Gottlieb.
Oh, all right.
I worked with him at ESPN at least maybe twice. It wasn't very often, but my shift there was when I filled in. It was like Saturday nights. I did overnights alone sometimes, but then Saturday night, game night was the show, ESPN Radio. Mm-hmm. And Gottlieb was in that rotation for a minute. And he and I did a couple, maybe it was even one. I don't know, but he was interesting.
You worked with him. Yeah.
I worked with him.
More than just like a guest hit. Like you did
yes,
a show.
We hosted together.
Yeah, all right.
And the other guy that I think is really amazing to think that I did that with is Charlie Pierce, filling in for Doug Brown
wow,
one week.
Oh, wow.
Charlie
wow,
Pierce is
wow,
such an amazing writer.
Yeah.
Boy, he was fun.
You know how, like, you know, people for a variety of reasons have foregone certain social media sites? He's someone I've not thought about how much I miss him on Twitter, but he's gone. He's not there. I mean, I unless he blocked me.
I don't see his name. I don't think you have to worry about that.
Why he would have blocked. But
he blocked us both.
Loved his writing, loved his love. And this is one of those things that goes away that you don't even know you're missing. And now you just pointed it out like, damn, yeah.
Was it Tiger? He wrote a big expose on Tiger that, I mean, I don't know what his profile exactly was before that, but he got a lot of attention for that.
Yeah.
Back in Tiger's heyday, Charlie Pierce. This would have been, for me, like 2003.
Mostly by, like, the last stuff I remember seeing of his writing was, like, very quick-hitting political stuff. But it was, like, three paragraphs, just bang. Here's a quick. I don't even know where that was coming from. The Atlantic, or I don't know. Where
he wrote
it was
for Defector, or maybe it was Deadspin at the time. He would write for them long form.
Man, I just liked his work a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's right. Wild that you did show with him. Green Bay. That's University of Wisconsin Green Bay.
They might still go by that, or they're just Green Bay.
Green
now.
Bay now. Okay, but that's the same. It's the same school.
Gottlieb is the coach, and I think he's still on the air too. He was. He was both, I think, for a minute. I don't follow him. I don't know what.
Yeah,
we were not like friends or anything, but he was an interesting challenge to work with. Like big brain.
Yeah.
Big brain. Not that that's a bad, I'm not saying that's bad. It's just, you know, right. I remember him kind of fondly. He was funny and quick. All right. Picks, right? That's where we're at. Picks Friday, 6 o'clock. I got last night on you. So 7.5.
Sure.
I think is the margin.
Yeah, that's 8.5
right. 8.5 to 6.5. You went 5-0.
Yeah.
To my 3-2.
Yeah, we had to bury the lead there. I had a perfect week.
You had a perfect week.
If you just leave Thursday out. I had a perfect weekend.
I love this too. I texted Bulldog that on Monday morning. I think you went 5-0. And his response later that morning was, yeah, I guess that's right. You know, because you don't want to seem boastful. You might not even have known it or wanted to even, like, so you have to, you middle that response there, right?
Well, I wasn't sure when I really, that was the first message I saw when I got up, and I wasn't positive. I thought while I was watching the 4 o'clock games that, or even though it was the 1 o'clock, I thought I needed Denver, and I thought if I got Denver, I might have a perfect week. And I got Denver, and then I just wasn't sure. Like, I just didn't look at the picks, but I think I even said to Zach during postgame, I think I'm a Denver win away from a perfect week, but I wasn't positive. So when I was sincere when I said, yeah, I guess so.
Who did they play? Oh, Houston.
Yeah.
Last week. All right, let's go. Picks.
What if I did do it, even though I admit to nothing and never will? What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there have been caught, each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you?
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
All right, I had it in my mind yesterday. What?
Nothing. I'm just buzzing through the chat here. I haven't spent much time there, and I'm not signed in, so I can't comment. But Zach and I were talking off the air about a new Vince Gilligan show called Pluribus that debuted today, and I watched the first episode, and it's come up in the chat. The chat is quite a ride. The chat goes lots of places.
I don't doubt it.
But anyway, so
what channel?
I saw it mentioned.
Channel.
Apple TV.
Has the show ever sounded
that
better?
Was what tipped me off. It's actually a friend of mine, Zach, is one of these people that's in here. And I saw him say Apple TV, so I scrolled up to see why he said Apple TV. So I assumed it was someone asking, where is this show you just told me about? I'm like, I hope it's Pluribus. I hope it's Pluribus, and it's Pluribus.
There's a commercial for it where there's a woman screaming in the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That was not a part of the season premiere.
Oh, well, it's a cliffhanger.
So it's still to come. Why is she screaming in the street?
All right. I mentioned yesterday that I had 3 games already in mind for picks. That never happens. And I'm not sure it's a good thing, but I'm staying with those 3 games. 1, Monday night, Green Bay, at home, -1.5 against Philadelphia. There's a little buster effect in play here with the Packers losing to Carolina, but I still like them. And I think we've gone a little bit too far with how good this year's Eagles are. They don't run the ball, for one thing. I like Green Bay with a small number to win at home on Monday night. So give me the Packers. Pick 2, Carolina, -5.5 at home against New Orleans. There's Tet McMillan injury news today, and that's not great, but they don't throw the ball really anyway. And Rico Dowdle has been so good. The Bills wouldn't have mattered probably, but the Bills got the Panthers right when Chuba Hubbard came back from injury. And they rotated.
It was the second game of that.
Second game back.
Yep.
And Hubbard ended up scoring their touchdown, right, against Buffalo?
Correct.
But Dowdle is just going off.
Yeah, Dowdle almost had like a 20-yard or 30-yard touchdown against them, but Hancock caught him from behind.
Right.
And then Dalton turned it over like 2 plays later.
I mean, the Panthers aren't good. My play here is that New Orleans is that bad. With Tyler Shugg now, I mean, 5.5 with the Panthers at home. Pick 3.
Is Bryce Young back for Carolina?
Yes.
Okay.
They'll go to 6-4 if they beat the Saints.
How about that?
I know. Pick 3. I think this is the first time all season either of us have done this on a Sunday. I'm taking the Dolphins. I'm going against the Bills, I mean. I'm not sure it's the only time we've ever picked the Dolphins. Maybe. But I just can't imagine not picking the Bills here. 9.5, make it 14. The Dolphins in shambles. The Bills own them. That's what scares me. So when there's a game, Minnesota-Detroit last week, when there's a game where, like, can you imagine betting actual money on the underdog? That's when I like to do it. That's right up my alley. So, got to say it. What a thing it would be if they actually won. Miami plus 9.5 against the Bills.
How big was that number on Minnesota-Detroit?
8.5.
Minnesota is a much better put-together team than Miami is right now.
Well, sure.
So there is that. But, yeah, all right.
On the road with McCarthy after all that time off?
Yeah, I was surprised. I definitely didn't pick Detroit because I had a perfect week. I get it. I mean, I was very surprised at that outcome, no question.
I think Miami covers this through their offense because – doesn't Allen always get there when it comes to these matchups? Pick four. I mean, while I'm here, the Jets. JETS plus 2.5 at home against Cleveland. I don't know. As bad as you are, it's Cleveland on the Cleveland's favorite on the road. Is this the same thing? Am I the sucker now? Because but the Jets have been so bad too.
Yeah.
I'll take points at home with them against the Browns. And college, I never know anything about the college slate, but my grandfather, who I never met, he died before I was born, went to Purdue, and his brother, my Uncle Bob, went to Ohio State. It's Ohio State at Purdue. My late Uncle Bob's wife, my Aunt Gwen, my great Aunt Gwen, died Sunday at the age of 100. I had my grandmother lived to be 100. My great aunt lived to be 100. She died one day after her 100th birthday. So I'm feeling the family thing. We've got a funeral next week. She was a great lady. Two things about her that I really love as a legacy. One is she was very curious. Even with little kids at the family parties, she wanted to talk to them. I'm like that, I think. I like to think I am. Mm-hmm. That I want to know something new about you, you know, if we're all together. And my Aunt Gwen was very much this way. And the other thing was she was not just going to tell you the whatever trite thing that needed to be the next thing said in the conversation. She was like a serious person, and you had to challenge her intellectually, and she would not, even when I was a kid going to her house for Christmas every year, nothing came cheap with Aunt Gwen, and I love that trait.
This says a lot about you. Really, I mean that as a compliment.
Thank you. Well, they're both areas where I want to be those.
Yeah.
That's why I admire it in other people.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's Aunt Gwen. Here's to Aunt Gwen. Ohio State at Purdue. I'm going with the Buckeyes because I think there's a narrative that maybe they're not really that good. Minus 29.5 at Purdue.
All right.
Or as Joe Ostrowski calls them, Purdon't.
Nice. Well, sorry for you and your family's loss. I'll start with college. I'm gonna keep riding the Indiana train. Two in a row with Indiana, clobbered UCLA 2 weeks ago, clobbered Maryland last week. I think I've said it both times I've made the pick, so I'll say it again today. Indiana, they are not Ohio State, and they are not Penn State, and they are not Michigan. They are Indiana. They are up top, and I think they are going to try to keep going hard no matter what the scores of their games are to keep proving a point. Because I think they're a team that if there's a bunch of one-loss teams, they could get just pushed out. Just because they're Indiana. Like I think they will carry a chip on their shoulder right through to the end here. It's not that I think they're going to win the national title or anything.
Good.
But I just think they are going to keep leaning in hard every week. So to me, that's a team that if they're up 20 – in the third quarter, they're going to keep going. And so 14.5 at Penn State, I'll take my chances. So go Hoosiers. I'm a little shook. Your record is so good. And going against you has not really been great for me. But I'm going to do it anyways. I'm taking the Bills. I think the Bills are going to annihilate Miami. And the last time I know I felt this way in week three, and they only won by 10, so they didn't cover. But this is 2 weeks ago vibes to me. Like, I just think Miami is bound to spiral. And as long as the Bills don't fool around and find out at the beginning of this game, I think they'll cruise. So no problem for me laying the 9.5. I'm also going to fall for the Browns. I'm going to take All right. the Browns. I don't know. It's possible that when I first looked at the slate of games and jotted this down, like, the thought that I had about the Browns was Flacco. That'll go great. And of course, he's on the Bengals now.
Orange.
You know, was on the Browns, used to play for the Jets. I really think that that worked on me, even though, I mean, I know. I have Flacco on our fantasy team. I know he's not on the Browns. Anyway. Go Dylan Gabriel, I guess. Is he still playing?
I think so.
Okay. So I'll lay the 0.5 and take
two and a half.
Cleveland. Oh, it's 2.5 now?
Yep.
Well, when did that happen? What happened there?
I don't know. I don't know when.
Is that
FanDuel.
Is that at our official site? Okay.
Well, at this very moment.
All right. I believe you. I like it even more now then. I don't even know why I said that. The other two picks.
Because the line is moving toward them.
Right. I'll take Jacksonville minus 1.5 at Houston.
Ooh.
This is a little Davis Mills. Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, no. Just no. That's not going to happen. Brian Thomas Jr. is not going to play. So what? He hasn't done anything for them all year. So I'm not worried about that. I will take Jacksonville here. I just, I suppose it's possible the Texans edge rushers tear Trevor Lawrence's hair out. But I'll take my chances.
I think I like this pick.
By the way, road favorites across the board here, because my last pick, I'm going to go against Sammy P. His NFL pick was Vikings getting 4.5. At least that's what it was at the time. That's what I have jotted down here.
Yep.
I'm going to take Baltimore minus the 4.5 at Minnesota. I don't know. The Vikings, McCarthy, this alter ego thing, it's all just a little, I don't know. Enjoy it. Great job against Detroit. I think Baltimore will wipe the floor.
Really?
Yeah.
I always take Baltimore, but I couldn't do it this week. I don't love it. I don't love the number. On the road, Minnesota. Minnesota's okay.
Yep.
All right. Very good. It is 5 road favorites. What have I got? Well, the Dolphins and the Jets, so it's not 5 road favorites. It's not any favorites. It's those teams. I guess the Buckeyes are a road favorite. So... there it is. Picks. Next. Sal. If you missed Sam Panayotovich today, check it out on the Odyssey app. Always a fun time with Sam. And his show with Joe Ostrowski weekday mornings on the Bet 1520 and also the Odyssey app and YouTube. Bet Sweats is going away the end of the year.
Did you see, though, there was a tweet from Joe earlier today that someone asked him, like, what's going on? And he said, we're doing the show till the end of the year, but don't worry, we're not going anywhere. Or we'll be around or something. And then the emoji, you know, the
shrug.
I
don't know any news.
Maybe there was some news there, but I haven't talked to either of them about it. But sounds like maybe they got something cooking.
So. I don't know. Let's hope.
Yeah.
Our chat with Sal about Sunday's Bills Dolphins game next. Football Friday on WGR. Time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.